Russia going full force. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Russian troops and airstrikes hitting more cities. The United Nations saying over 300 civilians have been killed.
Ukrainians are fleeing the town of Irpin just outside of Kyiv. Ukraine's president said that a family was killed today, including two kids, as they just tried to evacuate. Listen.
When they were just trying to get out of town, to escape, the whole family. How many such families have died in Ukraine? We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will punish everyone who committed atrocities in this war.
And the attacks by Russian troops have just continued. Ukrainian troops, though, still fighting back.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A Ukrainian official saying Russian forces shelling Mariupol during ceasefires while civilians were attempting to evacuate. Ukrainian President Zelensky and Foreign Affairs Minister Kuleba denouncing Russians' attacks Sunday on civilian airport in Vinnytsia. Russian officials claiming the airport was also a military base. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken opened to banning Russian oil imports as oil prices hitting a 13-year high Sunday. However, some lawmakers are calling on the White House for even stricter sanctions against Russian oil and gas exports. Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill on Fox Report with John Scott Sunday, providing steps that the U.S. should take.
I support the idea of tougher sanctions. I support the idea of getting surface-to-air missiles and aircraft into Ukraine to help them defend themselves.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at a memorial for Bloody Sunday. It's the 57th anniversary. Fox's Jonathan Sary reports from Selma, Alabama.
The vice president drew parallels between those who fought here for voting rights and modern-day freedom fighters in Eastern Europe. After her speech, the vice president joined a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
The Biden administration urging Congress to pass voter rights legislation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukrainians fearful about what will happen to their nation's museums.
At Ukraine's Andrei Sheptytsky National Museum, employees are frantically trying to protect collections of priceless art, rare manuscripts, and books. Baroque pieces have been carefully wrapped and placed in cardboard boxes, while thousands of written works are being packed and relocated. The doors of the art museum in the western city of Lviv have been closed since the Russian invasion began February 24th. Other heritage sites, like the Museum of the History of Religion and the Latin Cathedral, are securing sculptures and emptying display cabinets. Ukrainians say this is their story, their life, and it's important to them. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
President Biden visiting Texas this week to discuss veterans affairs.
The president will visit Fort Worth Tuesday to talk veteran affairs in a discussion the White House says that will center around upholding the country's sacred obligation to veterans, in line with comments the president made during his State of the Union speech for Congress to pass a law bolstering veteran benefits. The president has been traveling more this year to promote his agenda and as he looks to salvage low approval ratings over the economy, crime, the border, and his handling of the COVID crisis. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Batman making a grand entrance in its debut at the weekend box office. Fox's Mary Corsetti has the report.
The box office is back with a vengeance, thanks to The Batman. Warner Brothers' first movie in over a year to be released exclusively in theaters grossed $248.5 million globally this weekend.
When that light hits the sky, a warning.
The Robert Pattinson film had the best opening of 2022 and the second best of the pandemic. Tom Holland's Uncharted lands at number two, making $11 million at the box office. In third place, Channing Tatum's heartwarming film Dog rakes in $6 million.
Spider-Man No Way Home still holding on, finishing in fourth place. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.